CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Gray County is urging motorists to remain patient and help keep road workers safe, noting an alarming increase in dangerous driving and hostility toward workers in recent years. The county plans to spend $3.75 million in general road maintenance projects this year. That's on top of road construction projects. Drivers need to slow down and pay attention to warning signs, a person flagging, or flashing yellow lights from a maintenance vehicle. It's important to give workers as much space as possible and never pass a maintenance vehicle or enter the oncoming lane if it's unsafe. The county aims to keep its 887-kilometer road system up to and above provincial standards, which includes sometimes underappreciated work like patching potholes, mowing weeds, repainting lines, inspecting or improving bridges, and replacing culverts. Bruce Power's vacuum building outage started today with all four of Bruce B's operating units removed from service. The project is an investment of $190 million over less than 3 weeks, which ensures maintenance and inspection work can be carried out safely with partners and skilled tradespeople. Bruce Power says they're working closely with the independent electricity system operator and Hydro One. Vacuum buildings are a unique safety system in multi-unit CANDU generating stations, providing an additional protective barrier to the release of radioactivity to the environment. But all four operating units must be shut down about once a decade for maintenance and inspection. Bruce Power works closely to ensure the timing of the outage is scheduled during a time of year when power demand is expected to be low, usually spring or fall. That way, Bruce B will be back up and running for the peak summer period. Bruce County Economic Development has helped kickstart another 7 businesses in the county. Eric Thompson has the story.
A total of $35,000 in grant funding was awarded to the graduates of this year's Starter Company Plus program in Bruce County. The participants included a foot clinic in Lucknow, a therapy center in Kincardine, a sustainable fish farm in Tiverton, and a marketing and production company out of Paisley. 7 entrepreneurs completed 8 weeks of training, completing a business plan and pitching their idea to the grant review committee. Each one received $5,000 to help grow their business. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Eric Thompson.
The community can head to Central Huron Secondary School Saturday to learn about the arts. Arts Department Head Julie Gillum says the workshop is free.
The arts can be expensive as well. The cost of materials are expensive. The facilities that you need in order to use the arts are expensive. So we would like to make that more reachable for people.
Participants can choose from a workshop in music, drama, or visual arts at the school between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. Saturday morning. A Waukerton family is worried about small pets in their neighborhood after witnessing an aggressive fox. Sam Garland says her son Tegan managed to save a cat being hunted by the fox near the downtown core the other night.
He had witnessed a little fox pursuing one of our neighbor's cats, and him being a beloved animal person, he was a little bit nervous or panicked what might happen. So he took it upon himself to drive around the block, hoping that he could intervene rather than doing anything on foot, and he was able to chase it off.
A few months ago, 17-year-old Tegan witnessed several donkeys running down the middle of Highway 4 between Waukerton and Hanover and made sure they were safely rounded up. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Listowel Cyclones are in win-now mode as they look to advance out of the ongoing Sutherland Cup round-robin tournament. They've made the trip to Fort Erie tonight against the Meteors, who they easily beat 6-1 at home in their opening game. Hear this game live on AM920 CKNX and at CKNX.ca. Puck drop at 7. Toronto Maple Leafs won't be on our network tonight as they return to Scotiabank Arena for Game 3 against the Boston Bruins. Looks like William Nylander will be out. Auston Matthews is expected to play this series. series is tied at 1, puck drop at 7. Blue Jays will hand the ball to Yariel Rodriguez on the road against the Kansas City Royals at 7:40. Jays have split the first two games of this four-game series, and the CFL has suspended defensive lineman Sean Lemon for betting on league games, including one the league says he played in back in 2021 while a member of the Calgary Stampeders. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
A clear forecast overnight with gusty north winds becoming light late this evening and a low of -5. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 11 degrees. On Friday, more sunshine on the way, high up to 18. For Saturday, cloudy, possible showers and windy, high at 21.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.